Last week, Everardo Donateo Reyes was sentenced to 20 years in state prison for the murder of his girlfriend, Selena Hidalgo Calderon, and her infant son, Owen. Both Calderon and Reyes were undocumented immigrants. Soon, a contested new law could help undocumented domestic violence victims. WXXI's Noelle Evans spoke with an official of an advocacy organization who is familiar with the case and that law.
Lauren Deutsch is with the Workers' Justice Center of New York, which provides services for undocumented people. She says that the question of whether someone, including law enforcement, could have intervened to prevent the double homicide is only hindsight.
I think it's always easy in retrospect to try to point a finger. What I will say is that a lot of undocumented women live with domestic violence because they feel afraid to come forward.
Afraid because if they reach out to law enforcement, there is a threat of deportation or removal from the U.S. Rural farm workers who are undocumented are often isolated.
One of the particular tragedies of the situation of undocumented farm worker victims living with domestic violence is that to get to safety, often you need a car.
Deutsch says she's hopeful that a sense of safety will improve when the green light law is enacted next month. That legislation reinstates permissions for undocumented immigrants to receive a driver's license. But until the green light law takes effect on December 16th, any undocumented person found driving a car is caught committing a crime, driving without a license. And that could lead to deportation proceedings if immigration and customs enforcement officers see those records from local law enforcement.
Survivors of domestic violence in general will have that particular layer removed, that they can register a car, that they can drive a car without fear, that they can go, pick up a child at school if they need to get away with their child.
Selena Hidalgo Calderon and her 14-month-old son Owen went missing in mid-May of last year. Calderon was 18 at the time. Donateo Reyes was arrested on May 24th. In September of this year, he pled guilty to two counts of first-degree manslaughter. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.